Alumni, I hope that everyone is Baruch Hashem doing okay. We are all well acquainted with the story this week. Yaakov Avinu comes to Churon and he meets the shepherds by the side of a well, and he starts off a conversation with them by saying, Achai. And he asks them, why are you standing here in the middle of the day and you are not taking the sheep out to graze? On a side note, Tzaddikim used to say, anytime a person wants to say missa or criticize or get his point and opinion across to other people, he should start off with the word achai, brothers, friends, in a positive note, in a note of caring and loving one another, and then people will listen to you. Going back to Yaakov Avinu, so the shepherds answer him that we wait for all the shepherds to come because the stone that's on top of the well is too heavy for us to remove. And when they all come, we collectively remove the stone. Yaakov Avinu continues the conversation with them. And then he sees Ruchel coming with the sheep. And Yaakov Avinu goes ahead and removes the stone from the well. Asks the Midrash Yeshiva, the Gunab Shmuel Birnbaum, Zeichet Tzadik Levrucha, I don't understand. If Yaakov Avinu was able to remove the stone, why didn't he remove it earlier? What's with Saba L'chaim, allowing all the sheep to be there on a hot day, the sun baking, and not giving them the ability to drink? He answers that when Yaakov Avinu saw Ruchel, the emotions started building up in him. He saw Yid by Shiftika, he saw the Beis Hamikdash being built, Bechelke Shabiyumim, and the adrenaline and his koiches said, you know what could I do for this heilige woman? And he removed the stone. Earlier, Yaakov Avinu would have never believed that he had the ability and the koyach to remove such a heavy stone. But what happened was, he was pushed into a situation, and he ended up finding himself in a certain matziv, and at that point, we do what we have to do. Says Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, we underestimate our koiches that we have, and we only find out our abilities and our strengths when we are pushed into a certain matziv. Our koich ha-tfila, we take tfila for granted, but when ein avet lo ilayin ish gezint, we besiege shemayim within zir tfilas, and many times werden in zir tfilas ungenimmen with an answer that we want, which is yes. Sometimes we learn the hard way how to handle in business erlich. Sometimes we learn the hard way that we can be kvayitim letoyda because we're pushed into a situation. But until we're pushed into that situation, we feel, I can't do it. I can't make time to learn. I can't make time to daven. I can't make time to handle erlich. But then we find ourselves in a certain situation and we see, you know what? I was able to do it. Rabbi said, we have unbelievable koiches. We can be matzliach in anything that we want to do, b'mila d'shmaya. Anything b'mila d'shmaya, om tzaddikim gezuk, there's a kabula, that there's a haftucha, anything that a person wants to undertake, b'mila d'shmaya, that he will be matzliach. I'll end off with a story. The Gudel B'Yisrael that lived in the 19th century in Eretz Yisrael, the Heiliges Dei Chemed, he wrote Shiva Sfurim, Reb Chaim Cheskiu Madini. He joined the yeshiva of Reb Yitzchak Kabo and Reb Nissen Berle. This was in the middle of the 1800s in Eretz Yisrael. There was a Talmud there that was very jealous of this Daichemet, and he got the cleaning lady, he bribed her with a substantial amount of money to let out a Shemra, a terrible story on this Daichemet. And people started buying into the story. The Rosh Hashivas knew this Daichemet, and they knew that he's a heilige Yid, an Erlich Yid, and they did not dismiss him from the yeshiva, but they sent away the cleaning lady. Understandably, this Daichemet was Uva V'chvirosh. No one wanted to learn with him, and he learned there in the corner, and he said, I'm a Kabbal from Beshefa. A few months later, this cleaning lady, her money ran out, the bribe money that she got from this other yeshiva man to be moitzeh shemen on this Daichemet, and she comes to this Daichemet crying, pleading for forgiveness, and asking him to go to the two Rosh Yeshivas and beg them they should take her back on her position, and she will reveal who this yinge man is. This Daichemet says, ooh, okay, I got myself an opportunity to clean my name. to come out clean, and he starts walking down the street, then he says, what? I'm going to throw a yid under the bus, as they say. B'shimoy finished. He went into Rosh Hashiva and he begged Rosh Hashiva to take the cleaning lady back. He said he's not mak, but he has no issue. And it doesn't bother him. If he wants to send him away, he could. And Rosh Hashiva took the cleaning lady back. The Steichemet said, I would have never believed that I had the koiches to refrain from cleansing my name. But when I was pushed into a situation, I saw that I could do it. He said, and that's chis. He felt that my Yunus HaToyre opened up for him after that. Let us not underestimate our koiches, and let us be matzliach and have a lechtige Shabbos.